What's under the anger? The blow-up is rarely the whole story. Shame, fear, powerlessness, and insecurity are often doing the real work, and that's where change actually starts. If you live with a short fuse, you already know the aftertaste, the apology, the replay, the promise that next time you'll handle it better. Then next time comes, and your body is already two steps ahead of your good intentions. I have spent more than 20 years in a Franklin office helping adults with anger. People walk in expecting me to take the anger away. I don't. I want to know what the anger is standing in front of. That is the work here, not the purpose of anger. I have written about that. Not a recap of Navigate Anger. This is the feeling underneath. Quieter, more embarrassing, and usually more useful. Anger is often a cover. In the room, I treat a lot of anger as a protective emotion. It shows up fast. It feels stronger than what it is covering. It gives you a job. Push back, shut down, get loud, get gone. Under it, I keep hearing the same family of feelings. Shame. I look stupid. They can see I don't have it together. Shame wants to hide. Anger would rather attack than sit in that. Fear. Not always danger to your body fear. More often, being left, losing the argument, being the one who doesn't matter. Anger can feel like armor for that. Powerlessness. You can't make a teenager listen, a boss fair, or a conversation rewind. Powerlessness is miserable. Anger at least feels like movement. Insecurity. Am I enough? Am I respected? Do I count here? Anger answers with volume. This is the most reliable thing I have learned in this work. Anger and anxiety often mask deeper feelings. Fear, hurt, insecurity. If you only treat the cover, you keep fighting the same fire. This is not a diagnosis. Plenty of anger is clean and fitting. Someone crossed a line, and you need to say so. Protective anger is different. It is doing a job for a feeling you do not want to feel. Two ordinary moments. A man in his 40s tells me he lost it at his partner over dishes. That is the headline. Underneath, she had been on her phone through dinner. The thought that landed was not, "The sink is full." It was, "I don't matter in my own house." Shame, fear of being disposable. Anger was faster, and it felt more respectable than saying that out loud. A woman who manages a team describes snapping at an employee who asked a clarifying question in a meeting. The story she tells herself is, "People don't listen." The feeling under it is, "They're going to find out I don't know what I'm doing." Insecurity. Anger closed the gap. These are patterns I see every week, not a particular person in my chair. If you recognize yourself, that is useful. It is not a verdict on your character. Why willpower fails once you're flooded. Clients often come in angry at themselves for not using skills they already know. On a Tuesday afternoon, they can tell me exactly what they should have done Saturday night. Then Saturday night happens. That is not a moral failure. When you are already flooded, heart up, jaw locked, thoughts narrowing to this is unacceptable. The part of you that can reappraise a thought or choose a different sentence is not fully online. Asking willpower to run the show then is like asking a captain to plot a new course after the boat is already in the wave. You need a different move first. This is why just think differently lands as an insult when you are in it. Cognitive work is real. I use it every day. It does not go first when your nervous system is already in a fight. A 2025 review in Scientific Reports looked across 81 studies at how people habitually handle anger. Rumination, suppression, and avoidance lined up with more anger. Acceptance and reappraisal lined up with less. That matches what I see. Replaying the slight, stuffing it, or trying not to feel it keeps the heat on. Letting the feeling be there, then changing the story, brings it down. That does not mean you should suppress anger to be a better person. Suppression tracked with more anger, not less. And it does not mean reappraisal works in a 9 out of 10 body. You have to come down enough to use it. The findings are correlational. A map, not a guarantee. When anger fits, and when it is costing you. I will not diagnose you from a blog post. I will give you a way to look at your own life. Anger is doing useful work when it is sized to the situation, points at a real problem, and helps you protect a boundary or a relationship. You say, "That doesn't work for me," and you mean it. You leave a conversation that is going nowhere. You ask for a change you can actually influence. Anger is costing you when the intensity is out of proportion, when it shows up in the same places over and over, when the people closest to you start managing around it, or when the only thing you can feel in conflict is heat. It is costing you when you need a slammed door, a long silent treatment, or a drink to get through an ordinary disagreement. It is costing you when you cannot remember the last time you told someone you were hurt without first making them the enemy. Frequency, intensity, aftermath. Those three tell you more than any label. If the anger is covering shame or fear, the cost is usually relational. The other person receives the attack. They never receive the need. So the thing you were actually scared of, being unseen, being dismissed, gets more likely, not less. Skills that work on the feeling under the anger. I practice mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral therapy. In plain language, we look at what you think, what you do, and what you feel, and we change the parts you can actually reach. Small, measurable skills, not a personality overhaul. Three that target the layer under the anger. Name the feeling the anger is protecting. Before you argue with the thought, name the softer feeling. Out loud if you can. I am angry. And under that, I am embarrassed. I am angry. And I am scared. This means I don't matter. This is mindfulness with a job. You are locating the actual emotion so you stop treating the cover as the whole story. It feels awkward the first 20 times. Do it anyway. Awkward is not the same as ineffective. A check I use in session. If you took the anger away for 10 seconds, what would you be left with? That answer is the work. Reappraise the story, not the fact. Cognitive reappraisal is not positive thinking. It is asking whether the story you attach to the event is the only honest one. She was on her phone. Can stay true. I am disposable in this marriage is a story. He asked a question in the meeting. Can stay true. Everyone now knows I am a fraud is a story. You do not have to like what happened. You have to stop treating a shame story as if it were a photograph. When the story loosens, the anger often has less fuel, because it was never only about the dishes or the question. If you catch yourself looping, replaying the slight, building the case, that is rumination. It feels like problem solving. It is usually just keeping the anger warm. Get out of the loop. Name the underfeeling. Then ask what part of the story you can actually check. When you are too flooded to think, change the action. Dialectical behavior therapy has a skill called opposite action. I use it because it is concrete and does not require a clever thought while you are still hot. Every emotion comes with an urge. Anger urges you to attack or defend. If the emotion does not fit the facts, or acting on the urge will make things worse, you do the opposite. Fully, not halfway. Soften the jaw. Unclench the hands. Lower the voice. Step back instead of stepping in. Look for one thing in the other person you can understand, even if you still disagree. This is not being nice for its own sake. It is interrupting the body loop that keeps anger going. Halfway opposite action, polite words with a hard stare, does not work. You have to take the body with you. If you are already at a 9, do not start with a conversation. Get the arousal down first. Walk. Cold water on the face. Slow the exhale. Leave the room and say you will come back. That is distress tolerance. It is not avoidance if you return when you can say the underfeeling instead of the attack. Opposite action is the wrong tool when the anger does fit and a boundary is needed. Then the skill is assertiveness. Clear, specific, about what you can change. A lot of relationship work lives right there. Your influence, not a campaign to make the other person different. When to get help. You do not need to wait until someone else issues an ultimatum. Get help if you cannot see the feeling under the anger without a guide. Get help if the same fight keeps happening and insight has not changed Saturday night. Get help if people have started walking carefully around you, or you have started walking carefully around yourself. Get help if you are using anger to avoid a grief, a failing marriage, or a fear you have never said out loud. I work with adult individuals. The work is direct. We pick a pattern, we measure a small change, and we practice it until it is available when you are not calm. You are still the one steering. I am not here to take the wheel. I am here to help you see what the anger has been covering so you can navigate from something more honest. If this is landing, you already know more than you did at the start of the page. The next useful step is not a bigger promise. It is one conversation, or one session, in which you say the under feeling before the attack.